It's day 7 of our Advent series. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. Have you ever struggled with the loss of a loved one? Today, our guests will share how angels help them find hope as they experience difficult losses. Up first, Benjamin Perry, who spoke with us about rethinking crying in episode 155.
When I was thinking about moments when I had witnessed an angel, I had some other ones that I was going to share with you. And then my grandmother died last weekend. I traveled with my brother to be with her one last time before she passed. And I walked into the hospital room, and there was a nurse there who was feeding my grandmother this stack of hospital pancakes. My grandmother had pretty much lost the ability to eat solid foods, and so she was cutting these pancakes into the tiniest little pieces and offering them bit by bit, slowly, painstakingly, as my grandmother would chew. I asked her, "How are the pancakes, Nana?" And she said, "They're very good." Those are some of the last words I spoke to my grandmother. But that witness of watching this person who did not know my grandmother very well, treating her with the same tenderness that she would offer a member of her own family, that was an experience of what it looks like for people to show up as God in the world. In my own Christian tradition, angels show up as the very presence of God, particularly in moments that are turbulent and traumatic, moments filled with pain. And almost always, the first words that angels say is, "Do not be afraid," not because there is nothing to fear, but because it is the love of God embodied in their presence. It helps us know that sustaining love even through the most painful moments. And so to sit there and watch this nurse cut pancakes into barely bite-sized pieces, to feed them slowly, one at a time, fully present, offering little sips of juice when the solid food became too much. I saw an angel that day. So often we think about angels just as these dramatic, huge, momentous appearances, but the truth is that there are millions of angels in this world showing up and offering love in everyday ways, embodying God's presence, particularly to those who need it most. In offering that care, we are reminded of our interconnected humanity and the love that sustains us all.
Now, Rabbi Joe Charnas, who spoke with us about his interfaith work in episode 181.
I was hurting very deeply over the loss of my beautiful mother, and thankfully, there was a saintly human being who came into my life and gave me wonderful presence and light and beauty and hope that allowed me to make it through my time of grief and suffering more easily. He happens to be a Latter-day Saint and a good friend. His name is Brother Mike Law, and I was grieving, as I said, over my mother. It was 2 days that she was no longer with us and with me, and I received a phone call from Brother Mike. He called to check in on me, as he was doing regularly, but the purpose of his call was very different. He asked me a question, and he said, "I know the answer is probably going to be no, but," he said, "would you like to go to General Conference if I can get tickets?" I paused for a brief moment. My response was, "Mike, there's actually no other place I would rather be." He knew my experience at General Conference in the past was such a blessing, and he called to see if this blessing of General Conference would bring some hope and light and life back into my life. And the reason my response was so absolute was because I knew the hearts and the arms of the saints that I would be meeting at General Conference would be open and extended and receiving, even in my state of brokenness and loss, and they were. And even though my mother, the one who gave me birth, was no longer with me in life, there was a new life that was received. In Hebrew, the word for angel is a malach, and it often has the connotation of a spiritual being that comes down from on high, also literally means a messenger, a human messenger at times. The first time, in fact, we see it used is in Genesis 32, when Jacob sends malachim, messengers, human messengers to his brother Esau. So what I realized at that moment that Mike called me, he was a malach, he was an angel, and it's a beautiful model and meditation to have in life that yes, angels are sometimes ethereal beings that come down from on high, but also there are times where we can simply be a messenger to someone else, and we carry a message of hope and light to them, and that's the angelic part that we can bring into another person's life who sometimes is simply without hope, without light, without meaning, and without purpose.
Many thanks to Benjamin Perry and Rabbi Joe Charnas for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.